This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Senior U.S. officials Sunday said they could not confirm reports that U.S. intelligence indicates Russia is planning to invade Ukraine Wednesday, but said they would try to prevent any, quote, surprise attack, end quote, by sharing what they knew of Russia's plans. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan repeated a Russian invasion could begin any day, and U.S. President Joe Biden has said he will support Ukraine after any invasion. Sullivan told CNN they can't predict the day, but that, quote, we are in the window, end quote, adding an invasion could even begin before the end of the Olympics. The comments came amid a flurry of diplomatic activity aimed at trying to resolve the West's standoff with Moscow over Ukraine to avoid military action. U.S. President Joe Biden briefed Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky about his hour-long phone conversation with Russia's Vladimir Putin. For his part, Zelensky Sunday invited President Biden to visit Kiev to show Washington's support in the face of a feared Russian invasion. The presidency quoted Zelensky as telling Mr. Biden in a phone call earlier Sunday that he's convinced the visit, quote, would be a powerful signal and help stabilize the situation, end quote. Fearing an invasion of Ukraine by Russia, many countries are urging their citizens there to leave and are cutting back their diplomatic staff. Among the countries that have called on their nationals to leave Ukraine are the United States, Germany, Italy, Britain, Ireland, Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Canada, Norway, Estonia, Lithuania, Bulgaria, Slovenia, Australia, Japan, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. France advised against travel to border areas of northern and eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. A Canadian mayor Sunday declared the standoff on a key U.S. border bridge over the police over after police moved in and arrested protesters. But the trucker-led movement against COVID-19 restrictions remained defiantly mobilized in the capital, Ottawa, and elsewhere. A heavy contingent of officers backed by armored vehicles made their way to the demonstration near Windsor, Ontario, to clear the Ambassador Bridge, a major border crossing to the U.S. city of Detroit, Michigan. Police took forceful action Sunday, placing bridge protesters in handcuffs, towing vehicles, and reclaiming clogged lanes, saying on Twitter that, quote, there will be zero tolerance for illegal activity, end quote. The road to the bridge was cleared, but cross-border traffic had yet to be restored by midday. Greek farmers, taking a page from the Canadian Truckers Protest Handbook, say they are determined to shut down all the country's major highways to protest rising energy costs. At a gathering in central Greece, they decided Sunday to demand a meeting with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis. Greek farmers have already been blocking a major road to the northwest for about 10 days. Sunday, they spilled milk on the road as part of their protest. As all of Europe faces rising energy costs, Greek farmers demanded subsidies to reduce their fuel costs and an end to the electricity price adjustment cost. Greece has among the highest taxes on fuel in the 27-nation European Union. Hundreds rallied in Kazakhstan's largest city Sunday to commemorate the victims of bloody clashes during anti-government protests last month, defying an official ban on the demonstration. Central Asia's richest country descended into violence in early January when peaceful protests over a fuel price hike unraveled into bloody clashes and looting. Afghanistan's former president Sunday called a White House order to unfreeze $3.5 billion in Afghan assets held in the U.S. for families of 9/11 victims an atrocity against the Afghan people. Former President Hamid Karzai sought the help of Americans, particularly the families of those killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks, to press President Biden to rescind last week's order. Officials from the Court of Arbitration for Sports departed a hotel in Beijing Sunday after examining an appeal to have figure skater Kamila Valieva excluded from the women's competition. Her games hang in the balance after it emerged that she tested positive before the Olympics for a banned substance. The decision is due just over 24 hours ahead of her scheduled next Olympic event. By remote.